Okay, we now have Las Vegas authorities saying 50-plus dead, 200 injured. Suspected gunman Stephen Paddock, 64 years old, is dead. They also have in custody his companion, another woman or a woman who was left the scene but was quickly captured by the Las Vegas police.
Spree shooting, terrorist shooting. Is it the fact that that it was a country music festival? Does that raise any questions this morning?
312-591-8900. We have plenty of time for you this morning. We live in the era of soft targets. Now we go to J.R. Schumann. He works for Sirius XM, and he was there on or behind the stage last night. It's been a busy night for him, obviously. J.R., thank you very much for hanging out. We appreciate it. Can you please give us kind of a sense of what it was like to be there at the time, how long it took to realize that there was a shooting underway in the immediate aftermath?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was. We were backstage in an area, back kind of behind the stage, around the tour buses, and Jason Aldean was on stage nearing the end of his performance, and we heard what sounded like firecrackers. It got everyone's attention. We all, in fact, a buddy of mine standing in front of me says that sounded like gunfire. And a few minutes, within seconds, next thing you know, there's actually bullets hitting the ground at our feet. We started yelling, everybody get between the tour buses. I jumped behind an equipment trailer. It was loud. It was fast. It was just, just one after another, just bursts of gunfire. It sounded like it was coming from every direction. It was disorienting, and it seemed to go on forever.
Now you guys had the, you could get behind tour buses or in between tour buses, as you just said, but what about as you look out into the crowd? I know that, you know, you've got a big area. There's probably a major wide open area. Probably the only thing out there for any kind of cover would be the mixing board, I would imagine. At that point, how were people getting in or getting out of the venue?
No one really knew where it was coming from. It wasn't right away that people even A, knew it was gunfire, or B, they had any idea that it was coming from above. There was a lot of duck and cover, and then it was once word spread and people realized what was really happening, it was just try to get away. Law enforcement responded right away. And they were directing people to gave people the landmark of the Hooters Hotel, and which is, you know, in the opposite direction, and telling people to run there. And backstage, when the burst would stop, we would run, and the burst would start again, and we would dive between behind whatever you could get behind, but just kept trying to make our way out. And once I got out from around backstage and out into the street, headed toward with the people, it was the most horrific, terrifying, war zone like thing I've ever seen in my life. But I will say this: the people that were there, the non-injured people, were doing the best to get the injured people the help they needed and to get people out. People were hiding behind trees, behind under cars, anywhere they could get, they could take shelter and try to get away from whatever it was.
J.R. Schumann is a Sirius XM personality. He joins us live from Vegas. Explain to us again your thought process on leaving what appeared to be a pretty good place to be between the tour buses backstage, talking about if you're just joining us, 50-plus dead, 200 wounded, a spree shooting, the gunman's dead, he's a 64-year-old guy. Why did you leave? Why wouldn't you stay in the relative safety of backstage, or did you feel you were in the crosshairs there and had to take action?
We felt like, we didn't know if this was somebody on the ground that was walking around with a machine gun shooting at people. We didn't know if they were in the venue. We didn't know where it was coming from. And in the moments where the breaks in the gunfire, we had the fight or flight sense, I guess.
And did you have any armed security backstage? I imagine there must have been armed security backstage.
I don't know. I would imagine there probably. I know there was a lot of security. I don't know about armed. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta imagine, you know, you're there. You guys are wrapping up a 3-day music festival. It's been a great event. And, man, at that point, what do you do? What do you think? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think what you brought up, though, is something you have to, you know, you always got to look for the good when something like this happens. And you brought it up, you know, with the people that were there that were okay, they automatically go into helping the others. And I think that's one thing we've got to keep in mind this morning.
I can tell you, people were, I mean, the injured were being, people, I mean, the non-injured, I saw people being wheeled down the road and toward the ambulances where they had the ambulances staged in wheelbarrows. I saw people being loaded in the backs of pickup trucks being driven. People in opening the back doors of backseat of cars and putting injured people in the cars as the cars were driving away. A friend of mine that was with me is a police chief from Texas. He had two injured people, flagged down a car, and loaded two people in a car, and they drove to the hospital. I've talked to him over the phone. We haven't seen each other. We haven't been able to get back to together. My team is all safe, but we're all in different parts of the city, in different parts of the strip. Chaos is the only way to describe it.
JR, I know you've had a long night. Thank you very much for your help this morning. It's great talking with you, and wish you the very best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And pray for the injured and the families of those that have lost.
Absolutely, pal. Thank you.
JR Schumann from Sirius XM Radio joining us here this morning on WLS. We're continuing to follow what's going on in Vegas. We have 50-plus dead. That's going to go north. We have 200-plus injured. That's going to go north. The guy was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay, shooting almost directly down into a tightly packed concert crowd.
Worst scenario you could ever possibly imagine.